Why are you running for the WMC board?
I am running for the W. Rangel Medical Center board. One, because I believe in giving back to my community. Two, I have had a lot of training in volunteering on boards and on elected boards within the community and outside. And so I think that I can contribute to, one, the wishes of the people to build a hospital. And that is, of course, if the hospital is able to make the payments necessary for a new hospital. Two, I think I have the understanding of my community since I've lived there my whole life. And it's the, I guess as well, I want it to be a hospital that remains in a Rangel hospital and cares for the elderly as that's their home, and the staff and the value that they bring to the community. So I'm running just to bring my experience and to, you know, it's not even so much political for me. It's more a responsibility to serve your community. I've had all my children there, and I think that I have a lot to contribute to bringing and continuing the staff morale, having longevity for doctors and nurses and CNAs.
Could you please describe how your skills and background would enhance the board? What makes you qualified?
I don't think anyone is qualified for the board that we're about to walk into. I think that we will learn with the support of a lot of legal help. And but my qualifications are I served 9 years as the president, or the 9 years on the school board in Rangel, and seven of those as the chair. I have been the chair of the Alaska School Board's foundations, endowments, and investments committee. I've chaired a lot of things, probably too many things to mention in 2 minutes, but I have been a chair. I've been successful in that chair. I was part of negotiating with the Rangel Teachers Association in collaborative bargaining instead of the fight it out, and it was successful, and we all went away friends, and that was a huge, momentous time for Rangel School District. I hold various honors, appointments from governors to serve, so I just think I have the capacity, but the most capacity I have is understanding my community, and I would say that that is my qualifications. Medically, I have no qualifications. I've used the hospital. I've had my children there. I have every injury there, but I also know the staff, and knowing staff and knowing community is number one. Not so much what you can learn financially sitting on a board.
What are some of the top challenges facing the board, and how do you propose to approach them?
I would say the top challenge is finding a CEO, and that's simple. Going through a advertising, interview, hiring process. Secondly, to determine if the hospital has adequate income to make payments on a hospital. I would say as well, building the hospital and honoring the fact that we committed to building a building next to Alaska Island Community Services, and it's not an option to walk away from that. They had another place that they were going to build, and so that isn't as big a challenge. Most of it, I think, is going to be time and patience, and working each situation that is there one at a time, and it'll take time. And I think that Wrangell is a very easy community as far as their expectations of their service in medical needs. And so therefore, if the board is paying attention, doing their homework, which on a board there should be lots of reading and a lot of homework, we as a board should be able to quickly get caught up and get on with work. And the staff is doing a fabulous job. It's really just the board that needs to get started.